Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. The message of today is about two words: the trials and purification. The trials sent by God to us. All of us, we must go through, we must undergo trials. No matter how you dodge it and dodge it, trials will come. The difference is we must accept them. These trials, when they come, they purify us to make us worthy to be united with God. The trials sent by God. There is no saint that was not tried. Actually, they suffered a lot. Saint Padre Pio suffered a lot. He suffered rejection, rejected by his fellow confriars. He was stopped from saying Mass and listening to confessions for 1.5 years. It was caused by the rejection by his own brothers. We face a lot of rejection. Sometimes we are misunderstood. Sometimes people are looking for a way of finding just a tiny mistake and they get us. To follow Christ, we have to pay a price. And these trials, in the language of the church, are the crosses which we must carry. Married people must carry some cross. It's a challenge. I've never been married, but I was born in a family. I know what my dad and my mother went through. I don't have the wife, but I know. I have seen. I know how we are a problem to my father and my mother. How they struggled. I knew the conflicts. I am a priest. I hear many, many, many family people come to me crying, I don't like this priest. You know, these things happen. These are trials. For us priests, we also undergo a lot of trials. Many times we are misunderstood. Many times we are rejected. Many times no one wants to care. Many times we are saint and we say, God, not me. But you know what? We must endure in all this. Trials. If you are a Christian and you are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we must carry the cross. Our brothers and sisters all over the world suffer the same things we suffer. Psychologically, emotionally, spiritually, economically, and so on. The difference is we must trust that God is with us. That's why today, listen to the messages. If we understand this message, then we shall not have problems. We shall be confident. Jeremiah is one. These are guys also who suffered. He was a great man of God who preached everywhere. But listen to what he says. Jeremiah said, I hear the whisperings of many. How many people have whispered? When you see people, they laugh at you here, plastic laughters. But inside, they are planning for you. They don't want even to look at you. Jeremiah said, I hear the whisperings of many. Terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. All those who were my friends. All those who were my friends. Are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Perhaps he will be trapped, then we can prevail. This is the life we live in the whole world. But if you don't have God in you, all these things will affect you and they prevent you from attaining salvation, purification. Because our destiny is in heaven. There is no one who is going to remain in this world. It's a big lie. All these worldly things, we're going to leave them and we go in the coffin. The body will go in the coffin and the soul will go to heaven. We shall have to give accountability of every word, of every action we have made. It looks like madness and craziness, but do you know what? That is the thing. Even Jesus was not spared. He underwent trials. And he told us, if you want to be a follower of mine, carry your cross and follow me. This is what all our brothers and sisters all over the world are going through. We must hold the cross of Jesus. He said, but the Lord is with me, like a mighty champion. God is with us, he will protect us. Because of the sin of one man, St. Paul has said, problems came in the world, but the grace of God. When you talk about sin, then the next thing that comes is grace. God's grace is so powerful in us that no matter how many trials come our way, the one who is in us is mightier than all these things. That's why we are here, as brothers and sisters. And Jesus, every time, he tells us, do not be afraid. Don't fear. Even today, as said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, 26, Jesus said to the 12, now he's saying to all of us who are here, fear no one. Today, many people follow the words of the world. Many people talk about so many words and we follow them and we don't follow the words of Jesus. We quote so many other people, but we don't quote Jesus. Who has bewitched us? We must quote Jesus in every situation and instance. We must quote Jesus. People have quoted so many things and we are so lost and we do not even think about God who is in us. We have forgotten prayer. We have forgotten the sacraments. We have forgotten fasting and mortification. We have forgotten holiness. We have forgotten that when we go to Jesus in heaven, when we are standing there, every tiny thing we did, we shall be accountable. It is time now to carry the cross, to endure in every situation and look forward to go to heaven. Very hard message, but that's the truth. If you want, you can go to all other truth you think about. This is where we have been lost. I beg you, let us go and pray. The more you pray, you'll get the graces enough to carry and endure in these situations, and we shall be purified by them. Jesus is saying, hey, whatever is concealed will be put. What is the real language? I don't know the English. Let me read. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed. Whatever we pretend to be doing in heaven, it will come. Father, you are scaring us. I am not scaring you. This is the truth. No secret that will not be known on that decisive day. We must go. And he said, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both the soul and the body in Gehenna. Jesus one day said, what does it benefit a person to conquer the whole world and then you lost it? You suffer the loss of your soul. Sometimes I get excited and I speak fast and then you lose. I hope you can understand. Forget about my madness. Just take the words. What does it benefit a person to conquer the whole world and then we go to heaven and we suffer? Jesus told us, strive to go through the narrow door. Because many go to the wide one, but it ends in Gehenna. We must carry the cross. Whoever denounces me before people, I will denounce them before my Father. But what is the word? Hey, I must say these words before I die and people understand. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, giving testimony, I will acknowledge before my Father. Heaven, this is Jesus. No one can acknowledge you. Even we know no one can acknowledge you before their fathers. They release dogs for you and call police when you come before. But Jesus is saying, you acknowledge me before people, I will acknowledge you before my Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father. Brothers and sisters, this is the deal we have today. We must slowly repent and go slowly and know where our destiny is. And for this guy who said, whoever wants to be a follower of mine must deny yourself, carry the cross, all the trials we are going to find. We must hold the cross more than before. Let people talk, let them abuse us, let them discuss us, let them do whatever. Please carry the cross. Jesus carried it. He endured the terrible suffering. We must take every trial which will sanctify us. And one day, we shall reign with him in heaven forever and ever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.